You have holden daf yud zayin nomer aleph. Again, from the top two dafs, we'll start over again. Echad oimer b'fonai nichtov, u'shnayim oimer b'foneinu nechtam is kosher. That's what the end of our Mishnah says, that according to everybody, if you have one person is only saying b'fonai nichtov, and two of them are saying b'fonai nechtam, so it's kosher. Here there are no gezeros. So Gemara says like this, Omar Rebbe Ami, Omar Rebbe Yechanan. This was only learned ele shahaget yoitze mitachas yad eit tziva. So to get the shliach is the one that says b'fonai nichtov. So the shliach said b'fonai nichtov, we believe him like two. That's what the Koran Chachamim, that we believe a shliach. So therefore the Gemara says the nasa kishnayim alzeh u kishnayim alzeh. The reason why it's kosher over here, because you have two on the tziva, since the shliach is neman, and then you have two eidim saying b'fonai nichtov, even though they are not shluchim, but you have two, so therefore it's still like you have two and two, therefore it's kosher. What would be? Let's say the shliach is from the two, one of the two. That is saying b'fonai nechtam. So it comes out, then it'll be possible. Why? Because the shliach did not say b'fonai nechtav. All we have is just one eidechot, he's not neman. So Moses says, Alma, what do we see from this? We see from this pshat that Ksav holds Shnayim Sheviu get from Medina Sayom. When two shluchim bring a get from Medina Sayom, the locher is Tzurichin Sheyengu b'foneinu nichtam b'foneinu nechtam. The din is that they have to say b'foneinu nichtam b'foneinu nechtam. We still have the takana. Therefore, here, even though two shluchim came and brought a get, since both of them were the one that said b'foneinu nechtam, but on the b'foneinu nechtam there's only one, so therefore it's possible, because we still have the takana, we have to hear b'fonai nechtav and b'fonai nechtam from both the shluchim. Here the shluchim only said b'fonai nechtam, not b'fonai nechtav, therefore it's possible. So Omalei Ravasi, Ravasi said it back, Ela Meyativ, so Reisha Diktoni, Reisha, the beginning of our Mishnah that says Shnayim Oimer b'fonai nechtav, when two of them say that they saw the Ksivas Aget, V'yechad Oimer b'fonai nechtam, and one said b'fonai nechtam, is possible. It's possible because we don't have the same shliach saying both b'fonai nechtam b'fonai nechtam. They're two different people here. But Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's kosher. V'yafilu get yoytze mitacha shidei shneim pasli rabbonin. Now you want to say, even though we're talking about that the two shluchim here, still the rabbonin say it's possible. Now the Reisha says again that shneim emir b'fonai nechtam, two shluchim came and said b'fonai nechtam. But since both of them did not say b'fonai nechtam, we only have a third aid saying b'fonai nechtam, that's why it's possible. Omalei in, yes, it's taka true. In other words, we taka hold that even though two shluchim are bringing the get, still we have the takona, we have to hear b'fonai nechtam from both of them. We have to hear at least one shliach say both. If we don't hear one shliach say both, it's possible according to the Rabbanan. Because we're going now, shnayim sheviyu has to say b'fonai nechtam. And Rabbi Yehuda argues in this and says, no, that here it doesn't make any gzeira oslech lufei, because we have an eidechot saying on the chsima, and here we have two eidim saying on the chsiva, therefore it would not come oslech lufei, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. But according to this pshat, even when two shluchim bring it, still they have to say, b'fonai nechtam, b'fonai nechtam. And the Gemara says, Zimdin, once it happened, Ashkechei, they found the Yosef, he was sitting in Koma saying it over. The afilu get yoytzi metachash yidei eidich chasima kosher. That no. In other words, this pshat, we're talking about that the eidich chasima, no, the one that, the two of them that said b'fonai nechtam, they were the shluchim. But it comes out the one that said b'fonai nechtav, he was not a shliach, he's only an eidechot. Still they say it's kosher. So the question is, why is it kosher? We don't have a shliach telling us b'fonai nechtav. So Alma we see, ksava, this sheet holds that shnayim sheviyu get, since we have two shluchim bringing the get, Medina Sayom, that the locker is ain't Tzurichin Shriyermu b'foneinu nechtam b'foneinu nechtam. There's no takona now to say b'foneinu nechtam b'foneinu nechtam. For us, we're talking about now la'acha shalomdu, therefore it's only gzeir shem yachadol v'chukuloi, and that we say when two shlichim bring a get, it's a milsad lo shchiyach, since it's a milsad lo shchiyach l'gozabei rabbonin, we do not need the takona b'foneinu nechtam. Therefore, even though it's only one eight saying b'foneinu nechtam, still it's kosher. Even though he's not the shliach, but the pshat is we don't need this takana altogether when we have two shluchim. This the Gemara says, Omalei Rabbi Yosi, Omalei Rabbi Asi, Elam Nayatis, so Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, the Tana that says, Shnayim oimer b'funeinu nichtav. Two eidim say b'funeinu nichtav. V'yechad oimer, one says b'funeinu nichtav, is posel. Here it's posel. For Rabbi Yehuda mach, Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So why is it posel? Time you're going to have to tell me, D'yeina get yoytse mitachas yidei shnayim. Talking about now, who are the shluchim here? Not the two that say b'funeinu nichtav, but rather the one that says b'funeinu nichtav, he's the one that's the shliach. Therefore, since there's only one shliach here, we have the takana, we have to hear b'funeinu nichtav, b'funeinu nichtav. And here we don't have it. So, morzadiyak, ho'get yoytze mitachas yidei shnayim, but let's say no, the two shluch, if there'll be two shluchim, then machshu rabbanan, then rabbanan would say it's kosher, even though you only have one on the other haggadah. So Amaleh, he said back in, yes, staka true. At this chat we're saying now, when two shluchim bring a get, we do not need the takana of b'funeinu nichtav. So he asked back, I was zimna sometimes le'amatlon hof, he did not tell me like this. Amaleh, he said back to him, you should know, yes, adish le'tomot. This is a peg that will not move. In other words, this is the halacha, like the last lashon we just said, that the halacha is when two shluchim bring a get, we do not need the takana b'funeinu nichtav, b'funeinu nichtav. Now the Mishnah says like this, Nichtav b'yoyim v'nechtam b'yoyim. If the get was written and signed the same day, or else b'layla v'nechtam b'layla, it was written and signed the same night, or else b'layla v'nechtam b'yoyim, the get was written at night time and signed the next day, it's kosher, it's all kosher, because it's all the same day. Even though you have to have a zman in the get, this is all called one zman. What about though by yom, the get was written by daytime, v'nechtam b'layla, it was first signed at nighttime, that's considered like the next day, then it's posel, because this is considered the shtar muktim. Like if you read the shtar, the date is written from the daytime, and really the shtar first takes place when the eidim sign, which is at night the next day, therefore it's posel. Rabbi Shimon machsh, Rabbi Shimon says, no, still it's kosher. Why? Shoyi Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon used to say, kol ha-gitin she-nichtavu b'yoyim, any get that was written at daytime, v'nechtamu b'layla, when it's signed that night, is psulim. As all shtoris, he agrees, it's possible there's a psul of muktam, of a get being written beforehand. Chutz mi-gitin oshim, but excluding gitin oshim, v'gitin oshim, he holds, Rashi says, the lav l'gavayna avidom, it's not meant to collect money for it. It's mainly meant just to bring a proof that she's megareshes. Therefore, Shimon knows that by Gitei Noshim, there's no psul, even though the get was written today and signed at nighttime, still is kosher. We'll see more about this machlokes in the Gemara. So the Gemara says like this, Itma we learned, Mipnei ma tiknu zman v'gitin. What's the reason why the Chachamim were misakin that in every get isha, you have to have a zman, you have to have the date when the get was written? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Mishum b'asachoysoi. Like Rashi really speaks out that since the shtar of a get is not meant to collect money with, so for what purpose do we have to know when exactly the get was written? So Rabbi Yechonon says the reason is Mishum b'asachoysoi. B'asachoysoi means we're afraid that a man married his niece, his brother's daughter, and what happened is maybe she had znus, she lived with another man after they were married. So really it comes out that his wife is chayiv misa. He'll have rachmanis on her, he'll have mercy on her, because his wife is his niece, therefore he won't want to have her be killed. So what will he do? He'll go fast and write her a get and give her a get. So she's brought to Bezdin, when Adam come and say that she had this nus, she'll take out her get and say that she was megareshes already from before. So therefore the Chum had to be misakin that no, we have to have the zman, the date of the day when the get is written. Therefore, if they first write to get today, he can't give it to her, and she'll be able to say like she had to get from before, because they'll see the date. So that's Rabbi Yechonon's reason. Resh Lakish, Shom Resh Lakish says, Mishum Peris. That the halacha is that the husband eats the peris of his wife's nichsim melug. When they get married, if she brings in property, Mishum Peris is like this. That the halacha is the husband has the right to eat the peris, the fruits, like the grow off the property of his wife. That's called nichsa melug, the property that she brings in after they get married. So from that property, even though she owns it, the husband has the right to eat the peris, the fruits that grow off it. So let's say the husband ate the peris and even sold them, and now the wife comes and complains and says, listen, he sold my peris even after I got a get, and she wants to receive the money back, the peris back. So we have to know exactly when is he supposed to stop eating the peris, that the wife has a good complaint that says he still took it afterwards, and she wants it back. So therefore, we have to know the date when the get was written. So that's the machlokes of Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So the Gemara says now, Rish Lakish, in my time, Eliyomach Rabbi Yochanan, why doesn't Rish Lakish agree to Rabbi Yochanan's time, Mishum Basa Choysoi? So the Gemara says, Omaloch, I'll tell you that Rish Lakish says that Zanus Loishchichi, it doesn't happen so often. How often is it going to happen that your wife does Nus, that she's Chayiv Misim, the husband has Rachman Asana, and wants to write up a get to give it to her fast? That doesn't happen so often. So just for a case like that, the Rabbanim will not go to be Misakin to have a Zman, a date, in the get. That can't be the reason. Therefore, Rosh Lakish says, more of a reason is Mishum Peiros. For now, the Mor says, Rabbi Yechlin, if so, my time will Yomach Rosh Lakish. How can Rabbi Yechanan does not say like Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish says a better time, something that Shchiach. So Gemarin says, Ksavra, I tell you, Rabbi Yechanan himself holds that Yesh Levala Peiros Ad Shas Nesina. Rabbi Yechanan himself holds that even after a husband writes a get, still the husband has the right to eat the Peiros up until he gives her the get. So therefore, it's not going to help you the date of the Zman when the get was written. Because for Peiros, it's not going to be enough just to know when the get was written. Because maybe the get will first be given over later, and he holds the husband has a right to eat the Peiros until the Zman HaNesina. So if the Ish is going to come and complain later and says, listen, my husband was eating my Peiros after I received the get, and she'll take out the get, so the date that it says in the get won't help us at all. Because the date is going to be the date when it was written. So the husband will say, true, I wrote the get that date, but I didn't give it over to you till later. And he held that the husband has a right to eat the Peiros until he gives over the get to his wife. So therefore, that can't be the reason why they were mistaken to make the Zman of the Zman HaKsiva. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan has to say the reason is Mishum Basa Choyse Mishum Znus. So Gemara says like this, Bishleim of the Rosh Lakish is very good according to Rosh Lakish. Hatayu Mishum Hochi Komach Reb Shimon. This is the reason why Reb Shimon says it's kosher. Again, in our Mishnah, Reb Shimon was the one that said that even if the get was written at daytime and first signed at nighttime, still the get is kosher. So the question is why the Chur Tishtar Muktim. So I tell you, if you learn like Rosh Lakish's reason, that the reason why we have to have a Zman and a get is because about the Peiros, like when exactly we have to know, could the husband, does the husband have to stop eating the Peiros? So I tell you, according to Reb Shimon's sheet alone is that the husband stops eating Peiros from Mishor Shenosan Einov Lagarsha, like we'll see later. As soon as the husband goes to write up a get, as soon as he's put his eyes that he wants to give his wife a get, as soon as that happens, right away he loses his chus to eat the Peiros. So therefore it's good where Reb Shimon says the get is kosher. Even though the get was written up yesterday, and like first signed the next day, if the reason of the Zman is that we have to know when the husband stops eating the Peiros, even though the get was first signed the next day, but he holds Bishas Ksiva when the get is written up, when the husband has in mind to give his wife a get, that's when he has to stop eating the Peiros. So therefore, the Zman in the get is a good Zman. That's why Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. But Elo le Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rabbi Yechanan, my time of the Rabbi Shimon the Machshir. Rabbi Yechanan says the reason for the date in the get is not to let a husband let his wife be saved from Isam. Maybe it'll be his niece, and he'll want to save him. So if so, why does Rabbi Shimon say it's kosher? The get should be possible. The get was written yesterday, and for inside at night time is the wrong date of the get, so why is the get kosher? So Gemara says, O Malach, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan will answer back and say, Ali, but the Rabbi Shimon, like Amina, it's true. According to Rabbi Shimon, I do not say my reasoning. My reasoning only applies according to the Rabbanan. That's why the Rabbanan say any time there's a difference in date, like if the get was written by daytime, and for a sign that nighttime the get is possible, because there's a chashash mishum basa chos, you're going to mess it up. El aki kamino ali b'de Rabbanan. But when does the Yechanan say his reasoning only according to Rabbi Yechanan, according to the Rabbanan? But according to Rabbi Shimon, he agrees that's not the reason of Rabbi Shimon, because then Rabbi Shimon cannot say it's kosher. If Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher, he has to learn there's a different reason for the Zman, the date in the get, like Rish Lakish says, Mishum Peiros. And like we said before, he holds the husband has to stop eating the Peiros anyway from the time he has in mind to give his wife a get. Therefore, the get is kosher. So now the Gemara says, okay, very good. Bishleim al-Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu di'ika, Dein Rabbi Shimon al-Rabbanan. Bishleim, according to Reb Yechanan, it's very good. Now you understand what the machlokes is between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. That the reason why the Rabbanan say you get this poslin now, Mishnah, because they hold the time is Mishrum Basa Chosoi. Therefore, any time there's a difference in date, they get this posl. Why does Reb Shimon say it's kosher, even though it was written at daytime and signed at nighttime? Because the yol, the purpose of the date is Mishrum Peris. And Mishrum Peris, he yells that as soon as he puts his eyes into giving his wife a get, Bishastik Siva, even though the Chsima was tomorrow, still he loses his chus of eating Peris. So we understand good what the Machlekes in the Mishnah is. Elo lo Rash Lakish, but according to Rash Lakish, my Iko vein Reb Shimon the Rabbanan. But according to Rash Lakish, what's the Machlekes in the Mishnah? If you all, they both hold the reason is Mishrum Peris, when the husband has to stop eating the Peris, says so, what's the Machlekes then? So Gemara says, Pashit, the Ted, the Pshat is, I tell you, Peri di Mishas Ksiva v'yashas chasi mika benayu. The machlokes is, when exactly does the husband stop eating the peiros? When does he lose his rights of eating the fruits that grow off his wife's property? The Reb Shimon says, it goes basa shas ksiva. As soon as the husband goes to write the get, even though it's signed tomorrow, finished off tomorrow, but today, as soon as he put his eyes into giving his wife a get, right away he loses his chus. Therefore, even though the date was a date earlier, it's true what it says, because at that time the husband has to stop eating the peiros. And the Rabbanan hold not like that. The Rabbanan hold that when does the husband lose his rights of eating the peiros? When the get is chal, pishas nesina. So therefore, if the get was written by daytime, and that's the date you have in it, and it was first signed and given over at nighttime, it's the wrong date, that's what the Chum say it's possible. For at the Gemara, has the kasha now. We learned just the opposite way. The Yitma, we learned like this. Like, when does the husband have to stop eating the fruits? That if he still eats them and sells them, the wife has a right to take it away, take it back. Reb Yechanan Amar Mishas Ksiva. Reb Yechanan says Mishas Ksiva. For Reish Lakish Amar Mishas Nesina. And Reish Lakish first says Mishas Nesina. This is just the opposite from what we said before. Originally, we started off to say the reason why Rabbi Yechanan does not like the reasoning of Peiros like Reish Lakish, because Rabbi Yechanan says that the husband eats the Peiros up until Shas Nesina. That's why the Zman of the Ksiva will not help us at all. And here it says just the opposite. Here it says that Rabbi Yechanan says that Mishas Ksiva, when does the husband lose his right to eat the Peiros? Mishas Ksiva. And Reish Lakish is the one that says here Mishas Nesina only first after the get is given over when the get is chal. So we learned before Sestira. What exactly does Reb Yechanan hold and what exactly does Reish Lakish hold? So Gemara says what you have to say is Eipach, you have to change it around. Change around this last learning like we learned before. That Reb Yechanan is the one that says that the husband has the right to eat the peiros up until Shas Nesina, until the get is given over. That's why he says that can't be the reason why we need this man of the ksiva in the get, because it's not the right time then. Because as far as the peiros goes, if the time is mishum peiros, peiros eats until shas nesina. That's Rabbi Yechanan svara. And Reish Lakish holds no, that the chum hold that the husband loses his rights to eat the peiros from mishas ksiva when the get is written. That's why it's good when we have to have the zman, the date of the ksiva in the get. Omalei Abaye the Rabbi Yosef. So Abaye says back to Rabbi Yosef like this now. We learned the halacha we had before, really it's a Gemara later on the Peivov that says, Gimel Gitin Psulin, there are three Gitin that mid the Rabbon and the Apostle, but still the Yemniseis have Lad Kosha. But if the wife, after she receives this get, she goes and remarries with it, and she has children, we do not make the children Mamzerim, as if to say the get is Apostle, she's still an Eches Ish, living with another man, so the kid should be Mamzerim. Rather, no. We say, but the ever the get is a good get, the children are kosher, because we say she's a megreshes. So, and one of these three gitim is if you have a get without a zman, without a date on it. So Gemara asks you, so, maho ilu chachom betaknosam. Like if you're going to tell me that the wife could use this get for the Eved, so what did the chom help by making the takono? We have to have a zman, a date in the get. Like the svara should be, the chom said you have to have it, so if you don't have it, the get should be puzzled. If not, what help does the Chum help us now? Like either Mishrum Basach Oisai, we want to stop the husband from saving his wife from being killed. So if you tell me now the get is good b'di'evet, how are we stopping the husband? So The husband will still write up a get without a zman, and but the evidence is kosher. So the more first one seems to push it. I'll tell you, it helps. The lechatchila loytino say that lechatchila, if she asks us, is she allowed to use this get or not, we'll tell her not to do it. And Rashi said a little bit further than that, that the pshat is the husband will not be able to get a sefer to write him a get without a zman. So again, we're not afraid of basa chaysoi. Even if the husband wants to save his wife from misi, he won't be able to do it. Because if he goes to a sefer to tell him to write up a get for him, the sefer knows that lechatchila we have to have a date, a zman in the get. So since you have the date, the zman in the get, it's not going to help us to save her. And the same thing, mishum peiros. So since lechatchila we're supposed to have the zman, that's what helps us. Even though b'di'evet, if the husband did it, if he got a sefer to do it, and she uses the get to get his kosher, but lechatchila helps that the husband won't be able to get such a get, because seferim will not write up such a get, since they know the halacha is you have to have a zman, you have to have a date in the get. So Gemara says that what's going to be though, I'll tell you, if the husband wants to be smart, you know what he could do? He could do his gizaya lizman di day v'yoy vin alei. Let him tear out, rip out the zman of the get and give it to his wife. So true, lechatchila he'll go to a sefer and the sefer will write up the get with the date in it. But later, after the husband has the get now and the eidim signed on it, now before he gives it over to his wife, let's say his wife again is his niece, that he wants to save it for misam, he'll rip out the zman, the date in the shtar. See, if you're telling me now that b'di'evet, if she uses this get, she is megureshes, it's good, so every husband, like in such a case, will do this. So again, what did the Chum help us? So my answer is, I'll tell you, O Malay, l'ram ma'loy chashinin. For such a trickery person like this, to do such a thing, to go and take a shtar, a get, after this man was written inside it, to go and rip out this man, and everybody will see now that there's something fishy about this get, something's ripped out, they know you're doing something wrong. So for such a rami, for such a trickery person, we're not afraid. It's like a milsad l'shchiach, such a thing should happen. So therefore the Chum don't have to make such takonis. So therefore the Rabbanu do not want to make extra mamzerim. So therefore it's enough Chum to say that l'chatchila, if you ask us, a sefer knows he has to write the date in a get. Once the sefer knows he has to write the date in the get, that will save us from basa chosoi, and that will save us mishum peiros. We'll always know exactly what time the husband has to stop eating the peiros, and we're not afraid of a ramai, that a person will go and have to get written up and then rip out this man. That's too trickery, for that we're not afraid about. More stuff like this. What's going to be kosav boi shavua? Let's say when the sefer goes to write the date of the get, the zman of the ksiva saget, let's say he only writes which year of Shemitah it is, which Shemitah it is. Harel Shona, he only writes which year it is. Harel Chodesh, he only says what month we're in. Harel Shabbos, he only says which week we're in. He doesn't say the exact date of the week. My, what's the loch? Is that also called a good zman for get or not? Omalais, he said that, Tim Kosher, yes, he should know, that's also called a zman, that the get is kosher, even the Chatchil Rashi says. So this the Gemara asks, if so, Umaho ilu chachom betakonoson. If so, what did the Chum gain by their takona? Again, that a person wants to save his wife from being killed, as long as he writes down which seventh year it is, which Shemitah it is, so he could save her. If she did this nus even last year, he'll go this year and write up a get, it's in the same Shemitah, and he'll save his wife. So what the Chum gained by having such a zman, if it's kosher, just with the Shemitah, just with the year? So Gemara says, Ahani l'shavua d'kamei u'l'shavua d'basrei. I'll tell you, no, it still helps for something. It helps for the Shemitah before, that you can't save her for last year's Shemitah, or you can't save her for next Shemitah. So true, it's not an exact a date, but as long as it helps for something, that alone is enough. That the Chazal Chachamim was, we have to have some type of a zman in the get. As long as it helps for something, for that alone the Chum said the get is kosher. So Rashi says, L'shvua the coming from before means, Shem Zim Satorik. If she has Nus, Le Shemitah, and you first write up a zman of a get now in this Shemitah, it won't save her. And L'shvua the Basar, Rashi says, Le Paris. It will also catch the husband about the Paris, if he eats the Paris like too late, for another 7 years. Even though it doesn't help completely, but at least it helps a little bit. The Gemara proves it, Di loitei mihochi, because if you're not going to tell me like this, if so, yoim megufa, even if you have the date, the real date, it says exactly which day, yoim sheni l'shabes pashas achrimois. It says exactly which day it is. Still the Gemara asks, mi adinani mitzafri mifanyo, do you know if it happened in the morning or in the afternoon? Like, we don't write down the exact hour of the day anyway. We don't write down the exact minute of the hour. So anyway, we don't know the exact second, the exact minute of the day. Ella, what do you have to tell me? That by writing Yom Sheni, Lepasha Sachri Mois, it helps at least, and L'Yom Edekanei, or L'Yom Edebasarei, it helps at least not for yesterday, and not for tomorrow. So you see, as long as it helps for something, that's called a good Zman in the get. So I tell you, Hochinam here also. Ahani, it helps L'Shavua Edekanei, for the previous Shemitah, or the Shavua de Basrei for the next coming Shemitah. So long as it helps for something, that's called a Zman for a get. Now the Gemara says like this, Omalei Ravina L'Rova. So Ravina said to Rova, Kosvei. Let's say the husband had the get written up now, and he had the Zman, today's date, written on it. And even let's say the Edim signed on it today also. But the Oisvei Bekistei, he put it away in his pocket, like he hid it, Rashi says, for Yom Rabin. In other words, he doesn't have intentions of giving it to his wife today, but rather he still wants to have a test, he still wants to wait a while. The Mephais Satafais, maybe like they'll make up together, and then he won't have to use the get. So my, what's going to be the luck in such a case like this? Like, how is the Zman going to help? Like, he had the get written up and signed on the same day, but the Chur, that Zman does not help us, because maybe the husband will wait yet another two few weeks until he gives it to her. So Gemara says, Omele, he answered back, that's not a case that shchir, that doesn't happen too often. Because the klal usually is that loimaktim inish perunosla nafshei. A person does not put punishment upon himself earlier. In other words, if he has any doubts, if he wants to give his wife a get yet, so he does not make up the get now. A person only goes to write up the get when he decided already for sure he's going to give his wife the get. But here that he still wants to have another test yet to see if they'll make up or not, he does not go to write the get. So usually when you write up a get, you have in mind to give it right away. So therefore the Zman HaKsiva helps. So Ravina said to Ravashi, if so, what's going to be by Gitin HaBoyim Mimedinas HaYom? What's going to be by a get that's written outside Eretz Yisrael and that's brought into Eretz Yisrael? It takes a long time. The Michtevei Benisin, the get could be was first written up in Nisan, and true, you had the Edim signed then. But for Loimoto Atishrei, it could be it takes 6 months until the get gets to her, and the get is first given over in Tishrei. So what's going to be then? Like, how does the Zman help in such a case? Is Maha'ilu Chachom Mataknosam? So the question is, Maha'ilu Chachom Mataknosam? What did the Chachom help in such a case if the get is first given over 6 months later? So Malay said back, Hanu kol islu. I'll tell you, such a get has a kol. Everybody knows about such a get, that the get was written in Medina Fayom and first brought 6 months or a while later to Eretz Yisrael. So people know not to just look at the date that it says inside the get in such a case, but they know they have to realize to find out exactly when the get was given over. But in normal cases where the get is given and it was written and given over the same place, then the Zman itself does help. Itma will learn like this. From when do we start counting for a get? So Rashi says this goes on the halacha that after a lady receives a get, she has to wait 3 months until she could remarry. That's a din derabbanan. As havchana, we have to make sure to know who the husband is. Like, we're afraid maybe she was pregnant from the first husband, and if she gets married right away, we won't know who the husband is. Therefore, she has to first wait 3 months, and we can tell whether she's pregnant or not, and then she has a right to remarry. So when do we start counting these 3 months? So Rav Omer Rav says, Mishas Nesina. First, after when the get is chal, after the husband gives over the get to his wife, now she has to wait 3 months. Who Shmuel Omer Shmuel says, no, Mishas Ksiva. It's enough to wait 3 months from the date, the time that the get was written. Even though the husband first gives over the get a while later, but as soon as the husband went to have the get written up, Ishas Ksivam, that's when the Isha now has the right to start counting her 3 months. And the Svari is, Pasha, that once the husband goes to write up a get for his wife, he doesn't plan to live with her anymore. So maybe that's enough of achona to see if she's pregnant or not, if she waits 3 months from this time. Maskiv lo Rav Nosson Barosha l'Shmuel. So Rav Nosson Barosha asked the kasha to Shmuel. Yomru, we should say then, shtei noshim b'chotzer achas, could be a case of two wives in one chotzer, that zu asura, the zu muteris, that it could be the husband wrote up to get for one wife now, and first gave it to her 2 weeks later. And for the second wife, he had it written up that date, and he gave it to her the same day. So it comes out both of them received the get the same day, but one is allowed to remarry after 2 months, and one is going to have to wait for 3 months. So it's not mustamper like that. Omulay Abayas, Abayas said back, what's wrong? I'll tell you, Zuzman Gita Machiach Oleha, Zuzman Gita Machiach Oleha. What's so wrong about that? Like, just look and see what date it says in the get. For the locher is, you write the date of the ksiva. So therefore, one get, the reason why she could remarry after 2 months, is because the date says 3 months ago. And the reason why the other one has to wait a complete 3 months now, is because her date first says today. So there's no chayla.